This message is given in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Last Monday, January 1st, we began a new year. However, we began a new church year a month before that. We started the church year with the season of Advent, which led us into the Christmas season. And yesterday, January 6th, we entered the season of Epiphany. Now that word, Epiphany, comes from a Greek word, and it means shine upon. The theme of Epiphany flows out of the Christmas Gospel, which tells us that God's Son was born to be the Savior of all sinners. And so during the Epiphany season, we celebrate the fact that God wants the light of His salvation to shine upon all people so that all might be saved. With that said, I'd now like to briefly mention a tragic event that took place back in 2002. Some of you might remember it when I mention it. You see, back in 2002, in Somerset, Pennsylvania, 9 men were trapped deep in a mine. You might recall the news was saying that those men were being threatened by poisonous gases, and there was also a rising water level that would drown them eventually. But on top of all these dangers, there was the utter darkness of that mine, a thick darkness that kept them from seeing any way to safety. Well, thank God, there was a happy ending. Those men were rescued. How? Well, some other people risked their own lives to save them. They saved those 9 men from darkness and death and brought them into the light and life. And let me tell you, as I recall that event, I'm sure glad I've never been trapped in a mine. I would especially hate being trapped in total darkness. I mean, how horrible that would be. You would be unable to see a way to safety. You wouldn't even be able to recognize a danger that could be right in front of you. But did you know that every person born into this world is trapped in a dark mine? Now, of course, I'm not talking about a literal mine. Instead, I'm talking about something far more dangerous. I'm talking about the dark mine that is separation from God. The Bible speaks of this separation from God as spiritual darkness. Simply put, the Bible teaches that we are born into this world as people who are cut off from God by our own rebellion and pride. Worse yet, we are in danger of staying in this pit of spiritual darkness for all eternity. The prophet Isaiah speaks about this spiritual darkness when he writes, "See, darkness covers the earth and thick darkness is over the peoples." So just like those 9 men who were trapped in the mine, at this point we might have some questions about being rescued. Is there hope for us? Can we be rescued? If so, how and by whom? Well, let's take some time to examine God's Word, and He will give us the answers that we need. First, listen to this Word of God from Isaiah chapter 59. "Surely the arm of the Lord is not too short to save, nor His ear too dull to hear. But your iniquities have separated you from God. Your sins have hidden His face from you so that He will not hear." Did you hear that? God is perfectly able to rescue us from our spiritual darkness. His arm can reach us. His ear is ready to hear our cries for help. But Isaiah says that many still remain trapped in spiritual darkness, separated from God and His loving salvation. Why? The reason is that many refuse to acknowledge that they are trapped in spiritual darkness. Many refuse to take their sin seriously. Many refuse to cry out to God for salvation. Such people would rather stay in the darkness than come into the light of God's Word and face the truth. And my friends, this should be a warning for us. Because if we ever refuse to hear God's Word, if we ever refuse to hear what He has to say about one or more sins in our lives, if we ever turn our back on God's Word so that we might live as we please, then God will not hear us, and His arm cannot save us. Please understand, God wants nothing more than to keep us in His loving embrace for all eternity. But we also know that He cannot do this as long as we choose to remain in spiritual darkness. You see, if we try to come to God on our own terms, then He cannot and He will not hear us. As long as we reject God's Word, we cannot have a relationship with Him, because if we refuse to hear His Word, we will not want to have a relationship with Him. Now, what's the result of living in this self-chosen mine of spiritual darkness? Please listen carefully to these words from Isaiah 59. So justice is far from us, and righteousness cannot reach us. We look for light, but all is darkness. For brightness, but we walk in deep shadows. Like the blind, we grope along the wall, feeling our way like men without eyes. That's what it means to live in this world without faith in Jesus. People who reject God's Word are like blind people who are trying to find their way in unknown territory. If we refuse to admit that we are spiritually blind, then we will live forever in a pit of spiritual darkness. You see, my friends, those who reject Holy Scripture may claim to love Jesus, but they actually show their hatred for Jesus by their rejection of His Word. Listen to this passage from 1 John chapter 1. John writes, "This is the message we have heard and declare to you. God is light. In Him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with Him, yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth." Well, so far it seems as though we are trapped in a hopeless situation. Why? The reason is that we are all sinners. We are all guilty of sometimes rejecting the truth so that we can live as we please. We are all guilty of sometimes spitting in the face of God, who only wants to love us for all eternity. So is there any hope for us? Are we doomed to spend eternity trapped in this mine of spiritual darkness? Well, I'm here today to tell you that there is hope. Our hope is the message of Epiphany. The light of God's Word shines upon us today. Listen to His Word from Isaiah 59. "He was appalled that there was no one to intervene. So His own arm worked salvation for Him, and His own righteousness sustained Him." Simply put, even though we are unfaithful, God is faithful. God looked down on us rebellious sinners who were trapped in a mine of spiritual darkness that we dug for ourselves. God looked down and knew there was no way that we could ever rescue ourselves. So God chose to come down into our dark pit and rescue us himself. But that leads to a question. How does God rescue people who don't want to be saved? How does God help people who don't want to come into the light? Well, that's why the Bible teaches us about God's gift of repentance. Remember the last verse of our first reading? It says, "The Redeemer will come to Zion, to those in Jacob who repent of their sins." My friends, God is love, and he wants all to be saved. But he can't save us unless we want to be saved. He can't save us unless we repent. As long as we justify our sins and reject God's word, we won't even want to be rescued by him. And so, my friends, God does all that he can to humble our foolish pride and lead us into the light. The light of Holy Scripture exposes our sin and shows us that we deserve God's wrath. That's what moves us to cry out to God. When Holy Scripture exposes the sin in our life, when Holy Scripture shows us that we do indeed deserve eternal hell, then we begin to take our sins seriously. What could a few of those sins be? Well, maybe you are a young person who rebels against your parents. Maybe you have feelings of hatred and anger against a fellow Christian. Maybe you're guilty of greed and selfishness. Maybe you've been gossiping about others. Maybe you're guilty of lust, or idolatry, or adultery, or homosexuality. Or maybe you simply trust in your own reason and doubt the teaching of God's word. Whatever your sins may be, and we could talk all morning about all our various sins, when God's word exposed them, and when he helps us to see that we deserve his wrath, then we are receiving God's gift of repentance. Once we come into the light and take our sins seriously, then we are in a position to be saved. Once we come into the light, we then can see that our Savior is right there, ready to rescue us and bring us into the eternal light of his love. We heard about this in Isaiah chapter 60. He writes, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples, but the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you." We don't need to stay in this mine of spiritual darkness. My friends, you have been rescued. Your light has come. As we heard in our gospel reading, God so loved you that he sent his only Son to save you. Therefore, whoever repents and believes in Jesus will not perish, but will have eternal life. At the beginning of our gospel reading, Jesus said that just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up. Now, what did Jesus mean? Well, Jesus was speaking of the time that God used Moses to lead his people out of Egypt. However, later on, sadly, they rejected God and lived as they pleased. But God did not want them to remain in their unbelief and perish in their rebellion, and so he disciplined them. He sent poisonous snakes among them to humble them and to bring them to repentance. And thankfully, some of them did repent. They cried out to God for mercy. God then told Moses to take a snake, kill it, and raise it up on a pole. The people were then to look to that snake, and they were to think like this. You know, I should have been bitten by that snake, but now that snake is dead instead of me. That's the punishment I deserved. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. In our gospel, Jesus is teaching us that just as the snake was lifted up in the desert, Jesus was lifted up on the cross. When we see Jesus suffering on the cross, here's how God wants us to think. You know, Jesus should have judged me for my sin. He should have punished me. But instead, He's the one who's suffering. He's the one who's dying. That's the punishment I deserved. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. My friends, the good news of Epiphany is that Jesus went to the cross and suffered God's wrath in your place. And because of that, you have been rescued from spiritual darkness. Because of Jesus' sacrifice, you get to live in the light of God's love now and for all eternity. One last thing. Isaiah says, "Arise, shine, your light has come." Did you hear that word, shine? Not only does God's light shine on you, but you also get to reflect that light. You get to shine. You get to shine God's light on those who are still trapped in spiritual darkness. So my friends, as we speak God's truth and love and point other people to Jesus, more and more sinners will be rescued from spiritual darkness. In fact, the whole point of this season of Epiphany is that the light of God's Word not only shines upon you, but you also get to shine that light upon others. So always remember these words of God. Arise, shine, your light has come. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all our understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.